Okay,
one, two, three. Wait, start again.
He's just like his kids.
All right, come on, guys. Stay on track.
This is Wisdom from the Wardrobe, brought to you by Michael Bruce Image Consulting.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Wisdom from the Wardrobe, your weekly dose of style fun. Let me introduce you to the Fab Four. First up, we have Boisterous Bruce.
What's up? Hey, I like that.
The beautiful Beck.
Well, hello, hello.
And sensational Stacey, our very own spin sister.
Oh, I like that. And of course, we can't forget about lovely Lady P.
You're using my word lovely.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I am. Totally.
Well, hello, everybody. It's time to kick off our weekly dose. So, Beck, what do you have for us in the style news?
Weekly dose of it.
Oh, has her...
I apologize. I don't think my Wi-Fi is very strong where I am. I don't know if you can hear me.
We can hear you.
We can hear you.
Go, go.
Well, while she gets that together.
What I wanted to talk about in honor of the...
Oh, boy.
In honor of the Lady P, I thought we would talk about the BAFTA Awards.
Ah.
Ooh, let's. Yes, please.
All right. Well, now that we know what we're talking about...
Well,
there we go.
So
okay, she's
for those
back.
Who don't know... Yeah,
oh,
I apologize. It shows me that I have a full thing, but it's very jittery. So, P, you may have to talk about the BAFTAs on your own, my friend.
I didn't watch it.
So.
Okay. Well, so for those who don't know, the BAFTAs are the British equivalent of the Oscars, basically, and often is sort of a precursor to what they think is going to happen during the Oscars. So, you know, just another award show, another opportunity to talk about style and what people wore. So, of course, Margot Robbie was there and she wore pink because of Barbie. I have to say, Emma Stone, when I first saw the picture of her, it's a sleeveless, you know, off the shoulder, and her arm was hidden behind someone else. Well, then I saw it's got this huge, I don't know what the story is. It's like a huge sleeve on it. It's not a good look. I don't quite understand it, but it kind of goes with the movie she was nominated for. So,
yeah, it really does.
There's that. So,
it seems like for the awards season, maybe
I think I have completely lost you guys.
Maybe it's with the, you know, Barbie, but it seems like the actors and actresses are really embracing the roles and bringing, you know, their characters to their style.
Some of them, yes. Yes, some of them for sure.
Well, which ones do you not agree with on that one then, Bruce?
Oh, no. I mean, I was looking at it a little bit yesterday, and like the gal that won for Holdovers, I mean, she wasn't, her character in the movie was totally different than what she was on stage. And I just thought her dress was beautiful. And I love what she had to say in her award, her acceptance speech. So.
Oh, fantastic. She won. That's great.
I think that she's won. She's had great things to say. Every award. She's winning all the awards this season. And I think she's just doing great.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
And if you haven't seen that movie, watch the movie. It is a fabulous movie. It is, I got to say, it's just a fabulous movie. I loved it. It was a little long, but it was really, really good. Very well done.
Well, in a TikTok culture, I feel like everything longer than 45 seconds is perceived as long.
Yeah, that's probably a true statement there, Stacey.
Absolutely. Our attention span is getting less and less.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
All right. Okay, so basically, it sounds like... for those that follow fun style choices of the celebrities, it's worth taking a look at the BAFTAs to see what people were wearing. And now I have to look out for Emma Stone's sleeve.
Mm-hmm. You know, it'd be interesting.
It's really
exercise.
Something else.
Mm-hmm. An interesting exercise is to kind of look at, you know, how people dressed at the BAFTAs being over that side of the pond versus how the award ceremonies that have, you know, have taken place in the last few weeks, how people dress to that and whether there is a cohesiveness to it or whether it's really one side of the pond, it's, you know, stylistically something different from over this side. Maybe we should do that as a little exercise as a team, not necessarily on air, but it might be kind of interesting.
Okay, did you see the really cool
I think it's interesting
coat that Bradley Cooper was wearing at the BAFTAs?
No, describe it to our audience, please,
Oh
Bruce.
my gosh, it was like a long duster, double-breasted kind of jacket coat thing that was just amazing looking. I was like, I want that, and then I want Idris Elba's off-white tuxedo jacket. I was like, oh my gosh, I love a
Is it
white
fair to
jacket
say I
with
just
black
want
pants.
Idris Elba? Is
Yeah.
that right? Did you just say that on air, Beck?
That dude was holding it down, man. I was like, oh my God, I guess. He's good looking. Yes.
Hey, we take the style seriously, but we don't take ourselves seriously. Remember
No, he
that.
looks so good in that white tuxedo jacket. I'm like, I can have that made for me.
Okay, where are you going to wear it?
And you
Oh,
need.
don't ask me that. I can wear it with
Do you have
jeans. I
three
can wear it
ways
with
to
a
wear it?
t-shirt. I
Exactly.
do. I have multiple ways of wearing it. I have a thousand different ways to wear that jacket.
A tuxedo
Oh,
jacket in the middle of the day. Okay.
hey, you know
That
what?
I would have to see.
You know what? I mean, we're all about debunking the myth that you can't wear sparkles
Right.
during the day, right? So,
That's true. That's
I
true.
mean, speaking of that, why don't we take a quick break? Because Pamela, you can give our listeners a little taste of what we're going to be talking about.
Well, I thought it might be fun to kind of debunk a few style myths or some fashion faux pas. So, you know, that we always get questions like, can I do this and can I do that? So we're going to pose each other some questions and see what we come up with. But
Perfect.
after the break.
All right, so let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be talking about Myths Busted with Michael Bruce Image Consulting.
Do you feel like you're stuck in a style rut? If so, take the first step on your journey and go to MichaelBruceImageConsulting.com. Fill out their simple personal style assessment and schedule a complimentary, no obligation, 20-minute style consultation. Let the experts help you gain some perspective on your style challenges.
I'm not famous or connected or an influencer. I'm Stacey Heller of Stacey Connects, and I love to talk with strangers, friends, and family. So I started a podcast about making connections through conversation, asking questions instead of making assumptions, and addressing the elephant in any room. I also often go on tangents that beg the question, where is she going with this? Stacey Connects is meant to be enlightening and entertaining, or as I like to call it, edutainment. Listen, enjoy, and subscribe to Stacey Connects wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Welcome back to Wisdom from the Wardrobe with the Michael Bruce Consulting Team. So we were talking about how Beck is currently on Whidbey Island, and she's got limited Wi-Fi.
Yes, and I apologize. It says I have full coverage on my Wi-Fi, but it's just not quite doing the job.
Well, as I said, my bra is also supposed to be full coverage, but the strap keeps falling down. So, you know what? Not everything that says full coverage is full coverage, which is a myth. So there you go.
And we're keeping it real, as always. Thank you, Stacey.
That myth is busty.
I like it. Oh dear, and off the
No,
rails
that's funny.
already. All right, let's get started on our kind of fashion faux pas or style advice myths. So I thought it'd be fun just to kind of do a heat round of, you know, what's our questions to pose for each other. So I'm going to kick it off, and my first one I'm going to pose to Bruce, but anybody else can jump in, of course. So one of the questions we are asked on a very, very regular basis with our male clients is, what color socks should I wear? So, and it seems like it should be an easy answer, but I know it's more complicated than just anyone you want. So, Bruce, give us the answer to this question.
Yeah, we get this a lot. It's really interesting for me. I'm like, oh, of course, this. So here's the deal. If you can either match your trouser or your shoe with your socks. So you can either coordinate. So if you're wearing a navy pant, you can do a navy sock. If you're doing a black pant, you can do a black sock. Now, the difference is, there is one sock color that you can wear pretty much with every pant, and it's charcoal gray. So you can wear a charcoal gray sock pretty much with everything. I will say this, if you're wearing a brown shoe and you're wearing, of course, you wouldn't wear a brown shoe with a black pant, but if you're wearing a brown shoe, it's probably better to go in the blue tones and the gray tones with your sock, with your footwear.
All right, but
There
what
you
if
go.
I have white shoes and I've got white tennis socks? What do I do?
Okay.
Can I wear them
Okay.
with
So
anything?
now, when I wear white tennis shoes, I will wear a lighter sock, or a pad that's no-show. Because if I'm wearing sneakers, like just even like a fun kind of dressy sneak, I'm usually going no open ankle or
Okay.
ankle.
So
What
I
I'm
have a
hearing is,
I have
sorry, Stacey, I'm hearing white sock caution. Yeah, definitely white sock caution. We're not Michael Jackson.
All
There you
right.
go.
So I'm going to follow on from that and then you guys can jump in a second. So the other question that people don't necessarily ask, but we do need to educate people on because not everybody knows this, but you should, for a guy, you should match your belt with your shoes, right?
Yes,
Does
absolutely.
the same rule apply for women?
It does not actually, which I think is a really interesting thing, but for women, it does not. You can wear pretty much any belt with whatever your outfit is. Now, I personally think if you're wearing light clothing, your belt should be lighter, especially if your shoes are lighter. But it's just because it's a menswear thing that's always in my head. I know you guys change it all the time,
Oh, of
but
course we do because we buck
right.
the
Or it's whatever belt fits us. Now, I do.
There is that too, Stace.
I mean, I do have a follow-up question about socks for men. So, when you watch men on talk shows and they cross their legs and you can see like their bare leg and then their socks. Like what, like is that okay? Like if you cross your legs, should you see skin? Like
You should not, actually. So if you're going to be on TV, you're either going to have to do a higher sock, whether it's over the calf, or make sure that your trousers are not pulled up too high, because you
All
should
I'm
not see
picturing is
skin.
like 1932 and sock garters.
Right? Well, there is
I used
that.
to work with a guy that wore sock garters. Yeah,
Oh, wow.
hey, you
I
know, nothing
did.
wrong with that if it works.
No.
But yes, yeah, so and also kind of leading into that, Stacey, it's a good point. I'm not sure that every guy knows that when you do sit down in a pair of pants, like proper trousers or suit trousers, you do actually need to pull them up slightly before you sit. So it is going to expose more socks. So you do want to make sure you got one of those long crew socks on and not a pair of, unless you're going for the sockless vibe, with a pair
Right.
of loafers. But then at that point, you don't want to see any sock at all.
Right.
All I'm picturing is Stacey's sexy ankles. She's going to be showing those suckers off as much as she can.
I'm just saying. It drives me crazy when I see, famous people and they cross their legs or whatever, and it's like you see part sock,
Yeah.
part bare leg, and I'm like, come on.
I also think when guys are doing that whole kind of bright light sock, kind of funky sock trend, you got to be really careful because it can look almost kind of too funky, like too much going on there. But that's just my opinion.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I asked the white sock question because I was watching a UK chat show program the other night, and one of the guests was wearing cognac loafers, white tube socks, and jeans with a great big cuff on them. I was like, I like that look.
Interesting.
But it was definitely the vibe he was going for, that kind of casual, nonchalant look. It kind of worked, but there was part of me screaming like, it hurts my eyes to look at.
Actually, P, I have a question. How old was the person who was speaking?
Probably mid-30s.
Okay. I feel like with sort of the 20-year-old set, that kind of white sock is sort of the vibe they're going for. So I think to a certain extent, it is somewhat age affected.
I like that.
Right.
Age affected, not appropriate. Nicely
Yeah.
done, P.
Okay. I have one for you guys.
Okay, go for it.
If I have a tummy, I need to wear my top untucked.
For men or for women, are you asking?
Both.
Okay, well, let's start with men. So,
Okay.
if you are a guy that has a slightly more
Robust.
rotund or robust stomach, having your shirt untucked is not always the best idea because it does actually make it look more billowy as though you're carrying extra weight. So, and especially if the shirt is a tucked, supposedly a tucked in shirt and you've got it hanging out because it also changes the proportions of your body. It's going to make your legs look short. Then it's going to put even more emphasis on the belly. So if it's a longer shirt, definitely, definitely tuck it in. If it's an untucked shirt, make sure that it's the right length. So, and the right, it kind of has the right circumference to it so that it's not too snug and showing things off. But generally, I would say tuck it in.
Okay. How about for women?
Well, that's going to depend, isn't it?
Well, I mean, you can tuck in and you can blouse a bit, right?
Right.
Well,
absolutely.
I would also say blousing applies to men too, because, you know, if you've got that shirt tucked in and it's really hugging the belly, if you blouse it a little bit and have a little bit more movement, it's going to diminish the look of the belly.
Now, okay, Beck, hang on a second, Bruce. Beck has a really good tip for people on how to blouse their shirt or their blouse without fussing too much. Beck, do you want to tell everybody?
Well, all you do is raise your hands above your head. It'll just untuck a tiny bit, not too much, and it'll be equidistant all the way around. You know, if you use your hands to untuck, then you got to untuck in the front and untuck in the back and on the side. You know, if you just raise your arms up, then you're good.
She's so smart. I heard her tell this to a client a couple of weeks ago. I was like, I love that.
I learned something. Hey.
So, excuse me. For women, though, generally what we hear is when people feel like they have more in the belly area and they want to disguise it, they do want to wear billowy tops, untucked and larger than they need to be. Word of caution, if you wear your clothes bigger than they should be, it's actually going to make you look bigger than you actually are. So scale back.
Totally.
Excuse me.
And yeah, I would also say, remember the balance. If you're going to go with a billowy top, you want trousers that are a little bit more fitted, or vice versa. If you carry your weight on the bottom.
Right. Or a jacket over it that gives you some.
Because it needs to be balanced. If you have your whole outfit flowy and, you know, it's going to be very Stevie Nicks, you might not want that look.
Or Mrs. Roper.
Oh, okay.
I think that was a moo-moo, guys.
Yes. Did you hear about the muumuu? There's a Mrs. Roper muumuu dash somewhere in California that everyone dresses up like Mrs. Roper. It's hilarious. The
I've seen that on social media.
Yeah, absolutely.
That. Now that's exercise I can get behind.
Uh-huh. All right. Let's go on. Carry on with the matching things. For women, should you match your handbag with your shoes, either color or print? I mean, of course, I know the answer to this, but let's tell everybody.
The world is your oyster.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like, especially if you have limited shoe collection, then, you know, you can add, first of all, okay, let's really get into it. Not all women have a ton of handbags to change out or a ton of shoes, right? So at the very least, it's almost like that whole, like, unexpected shoe trend. I love carrying a handbag that, like, brings out a color in a bracelet that I'm wearing, or brings out some random aspect of like my accessories or a detail in the shoe. But I also have a lot of bags to choose from. But matchy matchy is no funny funny.
No, matchy matchy is not goody goody at all.
Well, you can match if that is your thing. If you like simplicity and like Stacey says, you don't have lots and lots of options to choose from, then of course you can match. But if you want to differentiate yourself a little bit and feel a little bit more modern, then not matching your bag and your shoes is a great way to do. But if you're somebody that doesn't have a huge bag collection, you can actually just add some adornments to your purse in order to make it look a little bit different. So, you know, if you have a scarf, maybe tie it around the handle and put a bow on it. Add some, I don't know, wrap a necklace around the handles or something, just to give it a little bit something different. That's a great way to expand your purse collection without actually expanding your purse collection. And then we'll give some, you know, if let's say you've got a black, you know, one black purse and a pair of black shoes, adding some adornments to the bag will make it feel different, as though you have more options to use, and then doesn't look quite so matchy matchy. But I'm all in favor of not matching your bag with your shoes if you can.
Yeah. Okay.
Or you could be like me and just use a belt bag and not worry about purses at all.
You could do that.
You could do that. But, you know, the crossbody bag might be going away a little bit for the fall of 2024. But we'll talk about that in a few months' time.
I don't think it's ever going to leave Beck's body.
Not in my world.
No, but from a trend perspective. But, you know, we need our hands free when we're working. So the crossbody is here to stay as far as we're concerned.
But, okay.
Right, exactly. Right. Exactly.
So I have a couple of questions.
Go for it.
I'm going to hit you with a twofer because you'll be able to answer them quickly. One, can you mix prints? And if so, how? And two, can you mix metals?
Oh, I'll do the metal one right now. Absolutely. Yeah, mix metals all day long up and downtown. Yeah, I mix all kinds of metals and I think it looks great together. So, in fact, I prefer when things aren't matchy-matchy because I like the variation. I think it makes everything a little bit more interesting. So, I'll jump right on that.
All right.
Mix away.
I knew that was going to say.
What I thought was interesting about what you just said about mixed metals is you think that, okay, we're older, you know, but you think like,
speak
okay,
for yourself.
Because whatever. So we've all learned this. But I thought what's interesting in working with a couple weeks ago, the Boys and Girls Club, the girls, I'm even just the guys, but talking about mixed metals, they were like, huh? What? Well, I was always told to match. I'm like, who's telling their? It's just interesting that they were like.
I think it's an old-fashioned concept to stay.
I just thought it was interesting.
I think it's a holdover. And I think the same thing, you know, we've talked about this before when, you know, younger generation is given style advice from an older generation and they were taught one thing. And, you know, back then, maybe, you know, you stuck to one kind of metal. You didn't, you know, you matched your handbags. There were all these rules that, you know, rules are made to be broken. But there were all these rules and these have been passed down. So people are surprised when you tell them that you can mix metals. But one thing I would note is that I quite often hear from people, well, I don't, you know, let's just say gold jewelry doesn't look great on my skin tone, but you like the look of it. Well, if that's how you feel, then mix the metals together and then that softens the look of it.
Correct.
And then you get to wear both. I'm with Beck. Mix it all day long.
Yep. 100%.
Yep.
Mix it up.
That was an easy, that was a giveaway.
Okay.
But prints, and I don't mean the artist formerly known as, I mean, you know, whether it's horizontal stripes, which, you know, people have their own issues about that. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, if you wanted to add, I don't know, polka dots or whatever it is.
You can absolutely mix patterns. So it can be a really challenging thing for people to do, but there are a couple of basic rules to think about. And the first one Bruce tells people this all the time is find your ground. So what's the ground color in the fabric that you're looking for? So let's just say it is, you know, it's a black garment with a white stripe. So your ground color is the black. So in the other print that you're looking for, you want the ground to also be black so that it has a cohesiveness to it. You also want to try and make sure that the scale of the print is the same. So you wouldn't want to go with a really kind of narrow, let's do your stripe again. Narrow stripe and then have a massive floral pattern with it because there will be a disconnect to it. So you want to kind of keep the scales very, very similar. They don't have to be exactly the same, but they don't want to be so far apart that it just looks as though you weren't thinking it through properly and you just grabbed two random items.
Yep. Yeah.
Unless that's what you're going for, two random items.
Yeah, the one caveat I have to that though is with animal prints. And I think you have to be a little bit careful with animal prints because if you start to bring in too much, it starts to look like you're going on safari. So I would say like that's where I don't mix prints as much. You know, if I have a python booty, I'm not going to wear a leopard belt or, you know, that kind of thing where it starts to feel just too much. So that's the, you know, the one place that I would say you might want to make sure it's in smaller doses.
Well, I was on Bainbridge Island one time and I saw a lady wearing a python booty, a leopard belt. She had on a zebra sweater, and then she had an ostrich hat. It's
like,
whoa.
That's a lot.
It was a lot. It made me laugh, though. I wish I could have taken a picture.
All right, we've got...
She was rocking all her prints.
We've got 3 minutes here. Pamela, are there some specific ones that you want to ask? I have a whole page full of questions.
Oh, you keep going, Stacey. You ask the questions. We'll answer them.
Okay. So people assume that black is slimming and conversely, light colors make you look heavier.
That's a yes and a no. answer, okay. Right? So if you are somebody who is trying to camouflage an area that you feel bigger, so, you know, let's just pretend that I'm saying, okay, I've got big hips and I want to, you know, camouflage those. Wearing a lighter color will enhance that and can potentially make it look bigger. So it's a yes and no. So black isn't always slimming, but tonal dressing is always slimming. So that whether that is all cream or all white or tones of red or tones of pink or tones of blue, that will always be modern chic and slimming. Black, you know, you could put on a black outfit, but it's billowy. It's still not going to make you look slender. And if it's cut the wrong way, it's still not going to change the proportions of your body. So that's the, you know, the black is slimming is a misnomer.
Yeah.
But in the and same
let me
vein,
just, I want to clarify for the people that dressing tonally, what we're talking about is when you're the shades of your top and your bottom are of a similar color value. So it could be bright red. You could have a bright red jacket with bright red pants, bright red shoes.
Yeah, like Stacey's wearing bright yellow. Shirt.
Yeah, Stacey's wearing yellow today, sort of top to bottom. Mm-hmm. So that's a great way to do, and it doesn't really matter the color, but when you sort of keep the color value the same, you don't end up looking like a Lego person cut in half at your middle.
Right. And so when we're talking about lighter colors too, if you keep it tonal and don't do blocking, so let's just say the white pant with the black top, if you're trying to camouflage that hip area, I wouldn't do the white top with the white pant. You can still do the white pant, but you would want to make your top lighter to keep it slim.
Right.
On its
you
own.
Said white and white. You mean black and white. You mean don't do a black top with
sorry.
A white pant.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Right. So when you do that blocking, when you're trying to make something look smaller in a lighter color, when you do a dark with it, then it is going to emphasize the area that you're trying to camouflage.
Right. The whole concept of, you know, doing a dark versus light or that contrast is actually to draw attention to the contrast, which if you have wider hips, then draws attention to the area that you don't want to do that with.
Exactly.
Right. Absolutely.
So I have like a whole notebook full of more of these, but we're out of time.
So
might have to do
part two.
Have to be a part two. But in the meantime, if you have some questions that you want to ask us, go to our Instagram, find us at Michael Bruce IC, and slide into our DMs and ask us some questions, or go to michaelbruceimageconsulting.com and ask us a question there. We'd love to answer.
There you go. All right. Cool. Okay.
Right,
we got through. And Beck, your audio was great.
Oh, good. Yeah.
See you next time.
Found some workarounds. Bye, everybody.
See you guys. Thanks.
If you like what you're listening to and want to learn more about the team, get some great style inspiration and useful style tips on how to elevate your personal style, you can follow them on Instagram at Michael Bruce IC. That's Instagram at Michael Bruce IC. Thanks for listening.